This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Take a look, guys.
Testing. 1, 2. 1, 2. We all need to test our microphones.
Check.
Paige, now you.
Check.
All right, we're good. Rise, go ahead, Fat Boy. Oh, no.
I did in the other room, but I don't know how high I'm going to have to pop people up in here.
We'll figure it out as we go.
We have new microphones.
Yeah, we do.
New microphones. How does it sound?
Sounds good.
1, 2. 1, 2. I don't like how it sounds in my headphones, but whatever.
I think it sounds clearer.
You think so?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me press one ear in like they do in music videos. 1, 2. Oh, yeah, it does.
It sounds clearer. Yeah, it's a cleaner, crisper sound.
I'll sit here the entire time, though, like I'm in the recording booth.
Yeah.
Pushing my headphones in. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I just need some kind of, what do you call those things where it's a vise. I need a vise to put on my head to push the headphones in. Now I sound great, but when I put it away, I don't sound so good.
Well, I think you sound good.
Thank you, Jimmy. You do, too.
I think you sound crisp and clear and clean.
Yes. Thank you. Good morning to everybody. It's Thursday, February 7th, 2019. A little out of order there, but I wanted to make sure that the broadcast was crisp and clear.
Yes. More so than ever.
Right.
Text us at 72341 if you can tell a difference.
Yeah, that's right.
The old Carolina Vapor Mill text line.
That's right. Let us know how it sounds, how the broadcast sounds. Here we are. Let me look at the weather because it's nice outside.
Feels great.
Golly bummer.
A little bit of drizzle,
man,
in places. Not much, just a tiny bit.
Yeah.
Feels good, though.
Cloudy this morning, but partly cloudy this afternoon. Ooh. Record high temps expected near 76.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, cloudy and 64 in Greer. There we go. That's going to be nice.
Yes.
You want to start back today?
By the lake?
Yeah.
Lay out?
Go lay out.
Yeah, this afternoon I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go lay out then.
Yeah.
Because they said partly cloudy, which means partly sunny.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to look for the negative in everything. Partly cloudy.
We do. We have to turn it negative. Partly cloudy. We can't say mostly sunny. It's partly cloudy.
That's right. A little bit of clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Boo.
Some clouds, but way more sunshine, man.
Yeah. So, everybody's waiting to find out. How was the concert last night?
Oh, it was great.
I followed your journey.
Did you?
Vicariously.
Okay.
Through
the snaps and the instas?
Yeah. Until about 10 p.m.
Yeah, okay.
And then that's when I had to lay my weary head down to rest. That's right. I was in a kerchief.
Yeah.
That's right. We'd settled in for 6 hours of a little bit of a nap.
Oh, wow. Everybody texts in and says we sound better, just for the record.
Really? Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah.
Because in my head, it sounds not so good. But again, it's the final product, right? Now I sound great. I push my headphones in.
Yeah.
Concert was good?
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah. Whoa.
It was amazing, man.
Incredible?
Yeah.
Stupendous?
Wonderful.
Badass.
Outstanding.
Lit.
Yes, absolutely.
Off the hizzle.
No. Not that one.
Chisel.
All the other stuff, though.
So, how many bands total on the lineup last night at the Firmament?
Five of them. Five bands.
I was talking to somebody yesterday who said they Googled directions to the Firmament, and they ended up finding out. Yeah, in fact, there is a dome over the earth.
Okay, yeah.
But then they ended up finding directions over there right off Woodruff Road. Did you run into any? You sent me one. You and Jethro.
Yeah.
That was great.
Oh,
I saw
man.
Him on People Score earlier that day. And then and there he was last night. Was he wearing shoes?
Yes, he was. He had his boots on.
P1 Jethro, a legendary P1 who's known for never shaving, wearing overalls, and never shoes.
Yeah.
That's what his dating profile used to say before he found love.
Yeah, and Jules was there as well. Jethro and Jules.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Does she wear shoes? I've never really looked at her feet.
Yes, she was wearing shoes.
Yeah.
Okay. Matter of fact, everyone was wearing shoes.
I think you have to in those situations.
It's good, too. You don't need your toes stepped on.
Yeah.
And you will, because it's a metal show.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard and heavy and loud and good.
Yeah.
But he sounded great. Seven does a great live band.
Did you do any stage work?
No. I was
hung out in the pit?
I was having fun. Hung out beyond the pit.
What does that mean? That sounds like some kind of documentary about the
Beyond the Pit.
Chicken heads.
No, I was watching Seven Dust from right at the side of the stage, up on the riser, right by the fog machine.
Well, you had the best seat in the house?
Yeah, absolutely.
Whoa, I didn't know we were doing that promotion.
We weren't.
Were you in a recliner?
No, I was just standing.
Yeah.
Headbanging, rocking out.
That's the thing, and let me interject this real quick. Mark Hendricks. God love him. Truly down deep. He probably thinks I don't, but I really do like the guy. Our boss, Mark Hendricks.
Yeah.
And he would do this contest at Birthday Bash before corporate America got involved. And they would do we would do a contest called Best Seat in the House.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be where you would get to sit in the corner of the stage and watch Birthday Bash or whatever the concert festival was. And he would actually get two recliners from like Lazy Boy or somebody and have recliners setting on the stage. But what he didn't think about is when you're on stage, you don't want to sit.
No.
You want to stand in the chair and jump up and down or whatever.
You want to break that chair. That's why I don't get those chairs anymore.
So that's we had to buy several recliners over the years.
Yes.
We had to actually pay for them.
Yes.
That's right.
You want to pick that chair up and throw it in the pit, man.
That's when we stopped buying chairs around here, folks.
We bought some 14 years ago.
We got new microphones, but still the chairs from a previous administration.
Same old chairs.
Same old chairs. That's right.
And they're slowly breaking down more and more.
Yeah. Well, good. Did you stay up all night long?
No, I slept for about 2.5 hours.
So pretty much?
Close to, yeah. But that, man, little 2.5 hour nap does wonders.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So let me tell you about my, speaking of recliners, I went yesterday to have my EEG done. Because remember, I had to leave a little bit early yesterday and listen to y'all on the way there. And
how'd that go? I bet it was more fun than Seven Dust concert.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, I'd had one before, but like they put you in a recliner, like a really nice, like it felt like there was down in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just real poofy, and they recline you back, and then they put this light right in your face, and then they put all these wires all over you. You should have seen it. They put these dots all over your head, and I'm thinning up there, so it looks like I got the measles on my head with all the red dots, so they know where to put all the wires and stickers and all that stuff.
Electrodes and stuff.
And afterwards, it looked like I had like lotion in my hair, like I had a Jerry curl, but I had no, like I have very little hair on top. So it, I mean, it was the worst look. But yeah, I had that thing done, and I had wires. I wanted to take a picture, but I couldn't have any electronics inside the booth there. But you should have seen. I looked like some mad scientist looking thing, man. It was crazy.
That's weird.
And then they put the light in front of your face and just start flashing it, and me with my weird numerology, whatever, I'm counting the light flashes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all in sets of 20. It starts off like this. Boom, boom, boom. And then by the end, it's like you're at a Skrillex concert. It's like right in your face.
Strobing at you.
Yeah. And but the nurse, like I didn't actually see the neurologist. I just had the neurologist, whatever, you know, the person who gives you the EEG.
Got a tech.
Yeah. And She was very, very, she was very sweet. She realizes when you're getting something like that done, you're probably very nervous because they're like literally testing brain waves and stuff. I had that done because I had my seizures.
Apparently she was an electro neurodiagnostic technologist.
I think that's what she was.
Yeah. Yep.
And it was, man, it was freaky, but I didn't seize, which.
Good.
Yeah, after I said, how'd the test results look? She's like, well, I can't really like tell you that. I said, oh, you don't know how to read them? And she looked at me like, no, I know how to read them. I just can't tell you what it says. And I'm like,
you got to go to another appointment.
You got to go to another appointment in March.
Yeah.
So here it is, barely in the, you know, week into February. Mm-hmm. And now, but she did give me that kind of, because I've learned body language. She gave me that kind of thing like, you know what? You're all right. Kind of, she gave me the look.
Yeah. You're all right here.
I think I took that the right way.
Well, I mean, they were flashing strobe lights in your eyes and you didn't have a seizure or anything. So that's good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, because that was the whole worry with that. Mm-hmm. But I'll find out. It's like some kind of Netflix series. Well, Netflix puts it all out at once. It's like a TV show. Like, ooh, what happens? Find out in 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's like when the Walking Dead takes that long break or whatever.
Yeah.
Like 2 months.
Hiatus. That's right. But I ended up actually falling asleep on my own, which was odd.
Okay.
Because I could only sleep 4 hours the night before.
Yeah.
All right, I can tell you're bored with this. So I'll move on.
No, I'm curious. I just had to call.
No, but it's it was so nerve-wracked going in there. Mm-hmm. I was so nervous because I didn't know what the hell to expect.
Be honest, the thing I've been can't stop thinking about right now. I'm glad you're good.
Seven dust.
I'm glad it went well.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I am. I'm glad it went well. I'm glad
you're going
good.
Into coworker land with Fat Boy. I can feel it.
No, I'm not. I'm very happy that you feel good.
Thank Welcome
you.
In.
But ever since you started talking about recliners, there's a thing about I don't really like recliners.
Wow.
I'm just not a fan.
Why? Because you're destined to fall asleep?
Yeah, like you sit down in it and it starts like choking you out on your own neck fat.
I don't know that I have much neck fat. I can't tell, do I? I mean, nobody can tell. Let me lift it up. Do I?
It's just that recliner position.
I feel like a girl lifting up her skirt right now to some gentleman callers.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm lifting up my beard. I don't think I have a whole lot of neck fat.
I like to sit upright, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a love sack, and literally when you fall into that thing, you're done. Start counting back from 10 to 1, you'll be out by 3.
Yep.
It's like anesthesia. Anesthesis. Mm-hmm. Hold on, I can do this. Anesthesiology.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Anesthesia.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
She's a sweet girl at anesthesia.
I love her. We call her Anna for short. Real sweet girl. So Thursday and then Saturday, while we're on the subject of appearing in public, as Jimmy did last night at the firmament, we will be at Harley-Davidson in Greenville Saturday.
Yes, we will.
From 1 until 3 p.m.
1 until 3 with a tasting of that P1 Pilsner, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you probably said, why are you guys going to be at Harley-Davidson in Greenville? Well, A...
Why not?
Okay?
Why not?
Haters? Why not?
People who ride bikes might want to try the pills, and they're going to ride the... I mean, look, it's a sample. You can come out and have a sample, hang out for a while.
Yeah, you have come out, have a sample.
Free.
And then it's available for purchase nearby.
Yes. We can point you in the direction.
That's right. You can walk there, likely.
Mm-hmm. Very easily. And back.
Yeah. They sell it at Quaker Steak and Lube, is what we're alluding to.
Yes, which is right next door.
So
come out, see us, hang out for a while, and then you can go over there for lunch if you want to.
It's a free event. We'll have all the Rise Guys merch and all that stuff out there.
Yeah.
We'll have the merch team.
Shirts and hats and all that stuff.
Our street team.
Cool hats. Everybody wants the hats, man.
Remember when the interns were called street teams early in the early 2000s?
Yeah.
It's our street team.
You know, the...
fly the colors.
There's that one guy, I can't remember his name right now, but he's come out to like every P1 Pilsner event trying to get one of those hats.
No, he got one last time.
Oh, good.
You talking about that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he came out and got he got a hat last
Okay,
time.
Good. I'm glad he finally got one. I was like, we just got to give him one, but he got one, so good.
Yeah. Today, let's look at today. First of all, isn't it about, the dude gets to work at 9 o'clock, so at around 9 o'clock, we will have a yay or nay about Paige's super punishment.
Okay.
We'll have a definite yes or no if it's going to be able to happen.
Okay.
But we do have an idea.
Aye, aye, aye.
Thank goodness.
A definite for today's show is an all-new Facebook fussing. That'll be going down an hour and 15 minutes, about 7:30 or so.
7:30 Facebook fussing. You can watch that live on fb.com/riseguys.
That's right. Make it as easy as possible.
Yeah.
Even though Facebook and FB are the same amount of syllables, it just sounds cooler.
It's easier to type two letters.
FB.com/riseguys. So we'll have that today. Also, there was some interaction yesterday about someone possibly slipping up on the show. We'll have to go back and check the audio and find out.
Got to check the tape, which is not a tape. It's a digital file.
And you know we're not doing the P1 payoff right now, so it wasn't a misspelling kind of thing.
No.
Not at all.
It was all organic.
Yeah. And on top of that, your phone calls. We'd love to hear from you. Anything going on, 1-800-774-0093. That's 1-800-774-0093. If you can't sleep, Call me personally. I'll tell you my EEG story, and I'll put you right out.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Your personal number is 864-241-4318.
That's 864-241-4318. Any time of night, day or night.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're drunk and angry.
Sure.
Or just angry.
Yeah. Call me. You can also catch us on social media at The Rise Guys and text us 723-7241. That's the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line page.
Yes, ma'am.
Me. What are you working on in the Plex?
Well, get your pencils ready. When men see a picture of an attractive woman, it makes them want what?
You ain't got no alibi.
To know out. What her hair smells like.
He'll find out next in your Rise Guys headlines.
He won't. Okay. What is okay? It won't be the obvious. Paige is a switcheroo master.
Yes.
She makes you think one thing and poof, she pulls it right out from underneath you.
Am I the only one who sees like a picture of a really attractive woman? I'm like, I wonder what she smells like.
That's not exactly what I'm thinking about.
Okay.
No. Afterwards, yes.
Because usually, you know, attractive ladies smell nice.
Yeah.
So I want to know.
That's a good point. All right, we'll get into that and much, much more in your Rise Guys headlines with the Queen. Morning, everybody.
Here's Madman, 9, Paige, and Fatboy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone. Hi. Happy Thursday. Well, let's head right to this, shall we? When men see a picture of an attractive woman, it makes them what? What do they want?
I've thought about this.
You have?
I'm going to say that it's hungry.
You're on to something.
Makes sense.
Is that the answer or am I on to
something? You are on to something. Anybody else want to contribute?
Well, Jimmy knows the answer, so he's
out.
Yeah,
I don't know. I go with hungry, too.
Okay.
And it's still yours.
Well, here's...
Jimmy, if you didn't know the answer, what would you think it would be?
My first thought was what I said earlier, that it was, I wonder if she smells good.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, he did. Smell.
I wonder what she smells. I bet she smells nice.
Well, this is the answer, according to researchers. Sexy images of women make men crave red meat.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, research is behind... Is Meat Sexy, published in the Journal of Food Quality and Preference, tracked more than 1,600 men and women.
Go ahead. Finish
and to explore advertising impact on red meat consumption and how it relates to mating. And when they're experiencing sexual motivation, the men tended to act in ways that increases their desirability for red meat. So... not that they're turning carnivorous, but that's what they crave.
It makes sense because think about fat boys' consumption of pornography and hamburgers.
And also that probably most gay men are vegetarians.
If fat boy quit watching so much porn, he would lose weight.
Oh, you think so? I mean, I guess that's the correlation the story says.
That's what I draw from it. Your consumption of pornography equals your consumption of hamburgers.
I did forget to go look until you just now said something, though. So
you haven't porned out yet?
No, not yet.
Damn.
I'm going to fire up the...
6:33 and wait, you ain't done that yet?
Wait till after sports.
See, all I have to do now is type two letters and it pops up.
I know.
So as soon as I mash enter, Allah, there we go.
Pops up over here too. What'd you do?
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
oh,
if I type in the P-O or the R-E, it's just right there.
Not XM?
Well, the researchers say it comes down to evolutionary biology. The pictures make us want to show off how manly and worthy of a woman we are as men. And that's why they want red meat.
But again, I wonder if you showed a picture to a gay man of a fit, you know, buff guy or whatever, does it make him hungry for red meat?
Mm-hmm.
Or just meat in general? I mean, really, I'm the serious question here. I want to look at both sides of this. Paige, when you see a picture of a beautiful woman, what's it make you feel?
I don't know. I don't get hungry, though.
Okay, let me find a picture of a pretty woman. I want you to tell me. Oh, well, we don't have to. Marilyn Monroe, what do you feel right now?
I just kind of, you feel like your heart is happy because you see a picture of beauty. It doesn't make me want to go out and dip my face into a chocolate fountain.
Does it remind you of somebody?
I don't think you can do that anymore,
Paige. Yeah.
I'm sorry, fat boy.
Does it remind you of somebody?
No. But with the same thing, when I see a picture of a sexy man, say, you know, Jason Momoa with no shirt on, I'm not going to go run and have me some taquitos or anything.
But what's the feeling? Bliss?
Well, I think maybe bliss for just like a brief picture
moment
of art. But yeah. But I mean, when you're feeling sexy, I don't get hungry. When you're looking at something like that, you're thinking,
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't think what they look like naked?
Yes.
Like, ooh.
Absolutely.
How good or bad
I appreciate Nine's answer was very gentlemanly. I mean, I appreciate that.
It's the truth, though, man. It's like,
I believe you.
What she smells nice.
I just wonder, like, you know, can I be honest and say I wonder what the boobs look like?
Well, that's fine.
That's not toward her. That's toward the boobs.
Yeah. But I mean, it's like, and you want someone to smell good. I mean, at the same time, with Nine's theory, I like that better than if you're looking at me, you're thinking, she smells like grilled steak.
Wow.
No, it's not,
because if you were craving it, you would probably think, you know, the smell of it.
No,
I don't know.
No.
You know, a nice big juicy.
I do want to dip you in some au jus, though. Get over here, Flobo.
Some cheese and pickles on me and slap a bun on.
Mm.
But, you know, you just don't think it. I don't know. It's just something different to think about.
You see a really good looking woman, like, all you want is a big Montana?
No.
It's usually.
Why didn't that research firm or whatever, why didn't they do the opposite with women? Like, that would love to know that. I mean, and you explained it from your point of view, Paige, but
I mean, that is kind of interesting to think that what I would, according to this.
Do women start thinking about cooking red meat? Is that the feeling they get?
Well, I mean, do I want to run out and have a cupcake? Because I'm not going to ever crave red meat. Like
but
that.
You've associated chocolate with sex.
Yeah,
so
that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't, like, lick a fountain of chocolate because I'm looking at something very sexy. I would just, don't know. I don't get hungry, but I'm going to go try that at home tonight.
Thank you.
I'm going to go look at men porn and
see.
Well, no, that I might not have the right. Or look at some pornographic pictures, rather, of
there
naked men and see if I get hungry for something like pizza or Italian food or, you know, if I want tacos or, I mean,
yes.
You never know.
Hopefully,
food.
Put that in your journal or your diary so
I'll
we can
go home and see.
Look into that next week.
Well,
you ever want some cheesecake?
Yeah, I mean, that would be more in the line of what I would hunger for. Cheesecake.
That was the chair, just so you know. That's this chair that's a zillion years old that just, when I leaned back in, it just almost cracked in half.
Yeah, I know, man.
The only thing it says anywhere is in the New York Post, the only thing it says anywhere about women is that they crave meat less when they're sexed up.
Yeah.
That's, sweets, though, I bet.
Yeah.
Through the roof.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, if I see a man, chicken wings. That would be odd.
Yeah, Fabio, aren't you the one that said your instant after sex moment or after sex whatever is to have a snack?
No, it was social media, but I do get hungry.
Okay.
But I'm not going to like Costanza and, you know, put a hoagie in the bed.
Yeah.
Snack and a nap, right?
Yeah, I mean, that would be preferable.
As a man, a snack and a nap, right?
I just get an IV.
Goodness.
Give me a four.
I get a catheter, I get an IV, I just lay there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. Catheter. You gotta
replenish.
High maintenance.
Make snow angels.
You do.
And lastly, talking about handsome people, The Rock says he was the first choice to host the Oscars. So.
The Rockskers.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah,
it's February 24th.
I'd watch that.
I would so watch that.
Yeah.
Because he's funny, you know, and.
A lot of people who do not watch the Oscars would watch the Oscars if The Rock hosted.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to hear Mayri's review of the Oscars if The Rock hosted them.
They try to do that with the Oscars when they try to get a comedian who isn't like a frou-frou comedian or somebody like The Rock. They try to. It's kind of like the way they program Super Bowl halftime show where they always get some musical act that ladies like. Like every year, people are like, oh, why ain't it Metallica? Because dudes already watch football.
They're already watching the game, yeah.
They're trying to get the women in with the halftime show. So they're not going to ask Metallica because that.
So the reason why he turned it down is because he couldn't do it because he was busy making the Jumanji sequel, and he adds that...
That was a good movie.
The Academy and I were super bummed, but maybe one day down the road. But you know Kevin Hart is in the movie, but maybe because The Rock, is
the
producer,
he was in the movie.
Yeah, is the producer for the film that he has more duties than he can do, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I haven't seen it.
It's great.
You might like it.
It's kind of cute.
I enjoyed it.
I like The Rock. He's not in that many good movies, but I like him a lot still.
You know what, though? I'll tell you.
He's in some garbage-ass movies.
I'm sitting here saying, oh, yeah, I'd watch that movie. Or I'd watch The Rock hosting the Oscars. But I watched one episode of Titan Games, and I ain't watched it since.
Yeah. You liked it.
It's not that good.
It's not that good. It's the same replication of the same old, same old.
Okay.
I like The Rock being on it, but it's not worth him being on it for me to watch it.
Yeah.
These shows are too long. They go for way too long.
Yeah.
It'd be on for like, 12, 13 weeks.
All right, then.
The Rock's best movie, the Reno 911 movie?
What? Baywatch.
Baywatch.
Baywatch was funny.
It was
a funny little movie.
I didn't even see it.
It was kind of funny, man.
No Jumanji too, I'll tell you.
I should watch that at some point. When I look at his filmography, I think my favorite Rock movie was Reno 911 Miami.
I had no idea he was even in that. He played a gay guy in called?
Be cool.
Yeah, that was a good movie too. Not really though.
Really like The Rundown.
The Rundown.
Which one was with Mark Wahlberg?
Pain and Gain.
God,
that was good.
Really?
Yeah, it was a true story. I mean, it was The Rock doing a bunch of coke and fighting people.
Oh, well, yeah.
All right.
Just like the Archers.
So you miss 90s wrestling is what you're saying.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige.
You're welcome.
Fat Boy, what is going on in the world of sports? No jokes. All jokes aside.
We've got the most valuable NBA teams, according to Forbes magazine.
Forbes.
And the number one answer might shock you. Like, oh my God, really? They're number one?
I'll tell you who it is. Is it a dynasty, as they say?
It's obviously a well-known brand.
Okay.
Okay.
It's absolutely sucking right now.
Oh boy.
I want to give it away.
Okay, don't give it away. You'll tell us that next. We'll do it next in your Rise Guys Sports. Morning, everybody. Hi to my.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spread the word on 93.3 The Planet. And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
We got them. You want to know the most valuable NBA franchises, according to Forbes magazine.
He ran for president one time. Did you know that?
Yeah, but I forget about that.
Our country was almost led by a magazine at one point. A lot of people don't know this. It was all about flat tax with a magazine.
Can I talk? Can I finish?
We're not ready. Apparently, we're not ready for a woman yet, let alone a magazine as president.
Oh, man.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'll give you the top five.
You wanted that flat tax back in the day.
I imagine you would think number five probably should have been number one. Valued at $2.8 billion with a B. All these are billions.
Billy.
Boston Celtics. All those championships. Man, how are they not number one? Well, number four, beating them out just by a little bit at $2.9 billion. They had the best record in the NBA until a few years ago.
Oh, the Bulls.
Yep.
72-10, right?
Chicago Bulls. Yeah, until the Warriors did the 73-9.
Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about that. It was 72-10.
That last season documentary is going to be good, but it doesn't come out till next year.
It's just like Hank Aaron is still 755. No matter what anybody wants to say about Barry Bonds, the home run king, still Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
755.
Now, this may shock you at number three. Not recently, but if you take the totality of the franchise. But on the verge of a three-peat this year and winning a lot this decade, $3.5 billion, the Warriors, Golden State Warriors.
Wow.
But, it's a bigger money league now. There's more cash going around.
Yeah. Do you have all the teams there or just the top five?
Just the top five.
Okay, I wonder where the Clippers are right now as far as value. Because, they were sold for pennies on the dollar. Had to have been, you remember. And then
$2 billion.
Huh?
$2 billion. Steve Ballmer paid $2 billion in cash.
God.
Brought it in on a forklift.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
It was nuts, Stephen C. But, they're a team on the rise. They're going to get their own building at some point, and they're making some max slots.
The Warriors getting the new arena, or they already get one?
Next year.
Okay, so their value is going up because of that as well.
Yeah.
As their dominance and the fact that, well, they're going to win the championship. I mean, come on.
They stay healthy. They might lose KD after this year.
Yeah.
And he might go to the number one team. But number two, Lakers, $3.7 billion.
I was thinking they were going to be one or two.
Greatest point guard of all time. All the other legends they've had.
Enough about Michael Cooper. Who else?
Number one, they absolutely suck. They have the worst owner in sports.
Oh, yeah, they do.
But they play in the Mecca.
Hear that, Dolan? You suck.
Madison Square Garden.
Oh, wow.
The New York Knicks. And even $4 billion.
Jimmy's right. That's about location, too.
Oh, absolutely is, yeah.
Yeah.
They're never playing anywhere else.
They got that name recognition, but they're awful.
The Knickerbockers.
Yep.
Who is the greatest of all time? The greatest Nick of all time?
I guess Frazier.
You'd have to, right? Yeah, he was on the NBA at 50. I met him. Remember?
Was it cool?
Yeah, he used to do play-by-play for the Knicks. Maybe he still does. And when we went to a Hornets game years and years ago, I took a basketball with me and walked right down to the announce table and said, hey, take a picture with this. I had my eyebrow ring then. Yeah, because I can see the picture in my head, and I looked like a fool.
How much more would they be worth?
This white boy coming up here wanting to sign this basketball. You fool-looking thing.
How much more would they be worth if they'd won a championship any time in the last 46 years?
Oh, my
Has
God.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
1973, man.
Yep.
God, that's when Phil Jackson was playing for him. Wow.
The greatest coach of all time.
Holy moly.
And they're not anywhere close to competing now.
No. They haven't been forever.
I was thinking about that the other day because I was telling my son. I'm like, you know, when I was your age, the Knicks were good. They had Starks, Oakley, Ewing.
Oh, yeah.
They got in fist fights with the Heat all the time.
They were decent with Sprewell. They were kind of trending downwards, but still.
Yeah. Yeah. Phil Jackson was on that team, so it was Bill Bradley and Walt Frazier.
Wow.
Earl Monroe was on that team.
The Pearl. Yeah. Oh, man. Was Oscar Robertson on there, the big O?
Tiny Archibald, right?
No.
Nate Tiny Archibald, yes.
Those are the only really notable names.
Let me give you – well, this doesn't happen. I don't see this much. You'll see athletes from different sports kind of buddying up, hanging out sometimes. Yeah. You don't really see a beef back and forth between them. So John Wall plays for the Wizards. He's out now. He tore his Achilles while he was at home. It was already hurt, but he re-tore it.
That can happen.
He was out of his boot. He slipped at home. Now, you could put this up there with Brian Greasy tripping over the cat, Jeff Kent washing his truck and getting hurt.
Oh, the car. Yeah, the car wash or the tree.
But didn't everybody kind of come to the conclusion Jeff Kent was on a motorcycle when that happened?
No, that was who was that? Was that Roethlisberger was on a motorcycle? And he said it was something else?
He was not. He wasn't trying to hide it because he almost died.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but when you see people write about the Jeff Kent, it's now washing his truck in clothes.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He had a clause in his contract that he wasn't supposed to be doing certain recreational activities like riding motorcycles. So a lot of people think he got hurt riding a motorcycle, and he said he was washing his truck, covering up.
Wow.
So
kind of like the time Brian Greasy fell down the stairs.
You know, athletes are all over Instagram. It's got to be the biggest one for athletes to be on.
I love it.
So Bleacher Report put a picture wall and told people, you know, what happened. He ruptured his Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
Juju Smith-Schuster plays for the Steelers. He didn't tag Wall, but he commented, bro, what you doing at the crib? Crying, laughing emoji.
What's funny about that?
Well, John Wall saw it. He tagged Juju and said, funny guy and all that, but I'll see you around, brah.
Uh-oh.
If you know anything about John Wall, he's kind of a hothead, but he posts a lot of odd videos that would probably lead you to believe he might pull a gun on somebody.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Is he going to target practice a lot?
He's a hard dude.
Gilbert Arenas did that one time.
Yep. There's something going around Washington that makes guys do it. But don't be surprised if you see a fight. Now, they're kind of close in size. Juju may weigh a little bit more, but he don't have a busted Achilles either.
That's true.
That's true.
That's got to account for something, right?
I think so.
Matt Bryant is not a Falcon anymore. The team's going to part ways. 44. He's going to be 44 in May. These kickers go forever. Benetieri's coming back. He's like 80.
Well, they don't have to do too much. Although, the other night in the Super Bowl, the freaking kicker was the one who made the tackle in that one particular play. I can't remember.
Sometimes you gotta.
Yeah, you do. But those guys can play forever.
Mm-hmm.
Vinatieri, I predict, will go till he's 55.
Like, if I was Vinatieri, I would ride a hover round or like around Walmart. Like, I'd save my legs forever. If I was Usain Bolt,
Did you see him?
I would have people carry me places. I would never walk. I would say that's the most important part of his body.
You think he'd be healthy? You think he'd be able to run faster if he didn't use his legs?
Yeah. Like if I was Kim Kardashian, work, I would have a bidet only. That's it.
Yeah, that'd be a big one.
It'd have to be. Somebody run in front of a fire hydrant and then have her hover over it. It'd be done.
So wait a minute. So by your logic, the reason The Rock has big muscles is because he doesn't lift weights.
Mind over matter, Jimmy. You always see him in the gym, but do you actually see him working out? He's always like, oh, I just had a monster workout. Oh.
Yeah, wrists of making him button his shirt working sleeves. Out.
That's Rise Guy Sports.
The world is a stage. Thank you, Fat Boy. That was
and
wonderful.
A vampire.
That's right. He might be because he never sleeps.
Did you see Usain Bolt?
Put a camera in his house. He never sleeps.
At the Super Bowl. He tied the combine record.
Yeah, with no spikes on.
Uh-oh.
Like, they just said, hey, you want to try? And he goes out and does it like a, what was it, a 4-flat?
I think it was a 4-2-2.
God almighty.
It was really fast.
God, it would take me 4 minutes and 22 seconds to do that. That dude is fast. Incredible. All right, we got a brand new Facebook fussing coming up in about a half hour. Just before that, a faux pas was figured out about yesterday's show. Did they say that? We're going to check the audio files right after this. Morning, everybody.
You're home for the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I listen to the morning show all the time.
Can't get enough of it.
And 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3 The Planet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.